This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
DJ V Show, you'll love the DJ V Podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJ V Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Now, 7 after the hour, another hour of conversation, courtesy of the boys and the girls on the DJ V Show. Doug Steffen, Jay for Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen is here. You can follow us on Twitter at DJ V Show, at Jennifer Horn, at Kara Schillen, at Doug Steffen. Well, actually, it's at C. Schillen, S-H-I-L-L, those of you who want to communicate with her, E-N-N. Do you hear from listeners, Kara? You have your own fan base.
Yeah, I've got a couple of regulars who comment and retweet. Yep, a couple big fans.
That's good. Big fans.
I like
that's
it.
Good.
I'm a big fan.
Yes, we're all big fans. Okay, some housekeeping here. The situation for the weekend, very important one for religious holidays, Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, the beginning of Passover, Easter Sunday. So I don't know what Monday will almost feel like a holiday. It's one of those, even though it isn't really, it'll feel like that because there will be a lot of, I was going to say inaction, a lot of different types of action from now through next Monday. So have a wonderful weekend. I'm not saying goodbye. I'm just saying I hope that all the things the weekend can mean for you will hold its place and it'll be good. For example, Jennifer, what are you doing on Easter? I can imagine you having a big family affair. What's going on?
We're actually just going to go to brunch. Jeff does not have the kids, so my mom and I think my dad will be joining us, and Jeff's dad and Jeff will be going to brunch, and then it's my cousin's birthday, so we invited her along, so she and her husband will be coming too, so it'll be fun. Oh,
good. How about you, Kara? What's Easter like at your house?
Yeah, well, we are also having a joint birthday and Easter party. My sister's birthday is April Fool's Day, which is Easter this year. Uh-huh. So, yeah, so we're going to be getting together with my parents, my sisters, my grandfather, my niece and nephew, so it'll be a lot of fun.
So I guess we'll celebrate April Fool's on Monday, or should we forget about it because it's not actually on Monday? It'll be Sunday.
We have to do it on Sunday. If we don't do it Sunday, we just don't do it.
Forget about it, right?
Yeah. Okay. What are you doing for Easter, Dougie?
I think the weather is supposed to be good. I'll be on the tractor spreading manure, I believe, on Easter. Happy Easter to everybody. There's nobody around. I don't even know where my sister is. I think she's in Florida.
Are you going to hide some Easter eggs in the manure, at least, for, you know, the cows to find or something?
The cows need to find. Yes, that's an idea. I hadn't thought about that. Yeah.
We'll put that out there.
We have our own special Easter eggs, if you know what I mean. So that's the... these religious holidays don't mean much to me anyway. I do remember, though, the fun that Easter was. And then I can remember we took a trip once to my grandmother's house in Illinois. And I was maybe 5-6 years old. We got on the train and went out for Easter. I think it was Easter normally, or if it's a later Easter, it coincided with spring vacation, school vacation in February, another week off in April. So we went out to my grandmother's on the train, and I can remember my mother had an Easter hat. This is when, I don't think hats are big anymore. Do women wear Easter hats
to church? I used to have them as a little girl, though. My mom always made sure I had an Easter hat.
I could see you in one of those beautiful little hats.
Pretty cute.
I could see you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, rosy cheeks and a
little
big
baby Jen.
Yeah, baby Jen.
My uncle just posted a picture, a couple throwback pictures on Facebook of me with my two sisters. And my grandmother used to sew all of our outfits when we were kids. So she made us matching little dresses with hats. And my mom also had a matching dress. It's pretty stylish.
Really?
I know you guys are both friends with me on Facebook. I'm sure if you check later, you will see it. It's something.
You can post it at C. Schillen. It's cute. The memories we have of those sorts of things. I remember singing in the choir. Easter songs were special. And so, anyway, thinking about it now, it signifies something. Well, telling the story about my mother and her hat, she had a hat box. as most women did. And the hat that she was wearing for Easter was in a special place. And I was on the upper bunk, and she was the train. We had a sleeper. So we had the kids. There were four bunks. Yeah, there were four bunks in the sleeper car. I was on the upper one. My mother was lower. My two sisters were on the other side. And somehow or other, during the middle of the night, I had to get up and go to the bathroom. And the train's chugging along, you know, 90 miles an hour. And it was sort of bumpy, or I don't know where we were, but it's somewhere in Pennsylvania. And so I got the bunk beds had ladders. So I got out of the bed, climbing down the ladder, and I slipped or missed a step and landed in on top of my mother's hat box and ruined the hat. Squashed it. Gonzo. So that's my fondest, I don't know if it's fond, but it's my most vivid Easter memory. How about that? And that's it. Da, 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 da.
Squishing things will make you remember it, that's for sure.
Yes, they will. And my mother was very upset with me, as I recall. 13 after the hour, in a moment, the fate of Kim Jong-un. Is he slowly dying? There are some people speculating that may be the case. 13 past the hour. The years that have been a part of my life, my maturation, your life, all of us have things that have been good for our body and our health and our life, and sometimes we've done things that were not so good for our body or our health. I like having white teeth. I have not ever smoked. I haven't been a drinker. I don't drink coffee. I do drink tea now, and I'm drinking more tea because of our recent discovery, the GetTheTea.com Life Change Tea, which is fabulous. But if you've been drinking lots of things and doing things that have stained your teeth, kind of nice to know there's a fix for that. And the fix is Power Swabs. Power Swabs is the five-minute solution to a bright, white, brilliant smile. Power Swabs. You snap. I got one of them right here. I snapped one of them. And I've used it. I think I did a demonstration. Did I in the air last week? I'm pretty sure I did.
It was very memorable.
Yeah. Riveting.
I think there's a slam there, ladies and gentlemen, in some way, shape, or form. You just take, you snap the little thing on the end, and you do the swabbing. It's going to work just right there. Okay? All your teeth, the back ones, the front ones, swab them. And in 5 minutes, there it is. No messy strips. No, it actually tastes pretty good, too. No messy strips. No trays, none of that stuff. Power Swabs begins to whiten your teeth right away. This is a clinical advancement. Power Swabs is using all kinds of research. They've studied your teeth. They've developed a patented natural tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens those stains. I can feel it. You can feel it working, and you can watch in the mirror if you want for a couple of minutes. You'll see the difference. 5 minutes and coffee, tea, smoking stains, all that stuff will start to disappear. Treat your teeth every 4 or 5 days, and in 7 to 10 days, wow, what a difference you'll see. Just keep it, and you'll notice that your teeth are getting more attention from other people. They're attractive. You want your teeth to be attractive. You can use this on caps and veneers as well as your natural teeth. Power Swabs. Call 800-208-1797. That's 800-208-1797. And tell the folks when you talk to them, you heard about it here on the DJV show, and you get 50% off the retail price of Power Swabs. Clean your teeth. 800-208-1797.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
Your phone number, your salary, your spouse's name, children's names, where you live, all of this is easy to find online. When was the last time you Googled yourself? It's startling what you can find online, especially as it relates to your personal information. Do not be a victim. Protect your privacy and your family's security with Executive Privacy from Reputation Defender. Reputation Defender is the leader in this field, making the web safer. With Reputation Defender's executive privacy, your personal information can be scrubbed clean from online search results. In this day and age, we all need this. It's more affordable now than you might think. Call 844-432-4886. Reputation Defender's executive privacy special, 844-432-4882, or you can go to reputationdefender.com/Doug. That's reputationdefender.com/DOUG.
I'm a one-trick pony, literally. I show up at kids' parties and act cute. That's pretty much it. So excuse me for being bitter when GEICO says not only could we save you money on car insurance, but we do more, like give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or even via our award-winning mobile app. Well, ooh-la-la, aren't they multi-talented? Hey, I said organic carrots.
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Okay, so the question, Jennifer, is whether Kim Jong-un is slowly dying. His horrible habits seem to be destroying his health. And a lot of people were watching when he was in China to discuss things with Chinese officials and the Chinese president, Xi Jinping. Is that a Xi Jinping? How do we?
Xi Jinping, yes.
Okay. So anyway, so... he has promised to denuclearize, say that quickly, 100 times, denuclearize North Korea. Chinese press saying he met with the president of China this past week, first foreign trip, went on a secret train ride. It was, I think he just went and left, didn't he? Is he still in China?
Yeah, he didn't want to tell anybody because he was afraid there'd be a coup in his country.
Right. Yeah. So he left for a day and has come back. But there are all kinds of rumors about his nuclear weaponry and what it means to the peninsula. President of China wants things to be calm. Apparently, they have... well, it's hard to translate some of this stuff, literally and figuratively. What really happened? There are those who say, well, because President Trump is going over there or somehow Kim's coming here, they're meeting somewhere. This was a warm-up. And the Chinese president said, this is what you got to do. This is how you have to behave. This is what they're going to expect.
Yeah, wants to know what to ask for. Because keep in mind, Kim Jong-un has never met with another world leader before. He's
right.
Never even left his country since 2011. This is the first time he took off. And so a lot of people are going, that he's looking to China, who's his most key trade partner, for advice as to what he should ask for in return for denuclearization. But I think what the silver lining here is that he is serious about this. This isn't just a game. I think he's been really hit by those sanctions. I don't know, maybe he is sick, but there's someone I'm sure that would take over that can be just as evil as Kim Jong-un. I think maybe he really is realizing he's not long for this world if they don't fix the economy and in his country.
Do you know that he's not old enough to be the president of the United States? He's not 36.
I know, isn't he like 28?
He's 33, I think.
Oh.
And his lifestyle choices, if you look at how he looks and what his health is all about, he spent millions of dollars on all kinds of really bad food and drinking. The idea of the cheeses, for example, that he imports. And he's got the kind of meat, salami, he eats that all the time. Prosciutto, apparently. I'm looking at an overview of what's been found in his diet. That is on a thing called a health and fitness cheat sheet. So somebody there has figured out what his food habits are. That's a good question. But if you eat the way he eats, a lot of sodium in your diet, that kind of stuff, it's not going to be good for you. So I don't know, maybe this is wishful thinking on the part of somebody as well. Hitler had a really bad, a bad diet. Do you know that? Hitler used to eat horrible foods. Yeah, right. So anyway, I don't know why that's... I guess it's interesting to find those things out after the fact. 21 after the hour here on the DJB show.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Change after the hour now on the DJV show. Time for some entertainment. I don't know if there's entertainment news. People, stars of TV shows and movies come up frequently in this environment. And so today we focus, as you hear, the theme from Law & Order. Certainly, is there a better known television theme?
I don't think so. Pretty good.
Yeah. Everybody knows about Mariska Hargitay. She is, I believe, her career will be marked by the fact that she's been on Law & Order SVU since it started, and she wasn't really that well known as an actress before that, but has stayed with, I think she's one of the, 23 years or something like that? I think this show's been on for a long time. When she was 3 years old, she lost her mother. And some people know that her mother was the actress Jane Mansfield. Her father was a bodybuilder and a former Mr. Universe known as Mickey Hargitay. So she and her siblings were in the car the day her mother was killed. And she says, quote, "The way I've lived with loss is to lean into it. I'm not saying it's easy. Certainly hasn't been for me. There's been a lot of darkness. But on the other side, things can be so bright." So if you saw a picture of Jane Mansfield, you might equate her with Stormy Daniels, in a manner of speaking. It's the same sort of that classic blonde bombshell look. She was killed when she was in a car crash, 1967, and Mariska was in the back seat in the car when the crash took place. There were a lot of people. Jane Mansfield played the blonde bombshell. She was actually someone very smart, had a 160 IQ, played the violin, loved dogs, five children in her family. And so she thinks about her mother all the time. And apparently there's an interview that's floating around now that focuses on her mother and where her mother played into her life and her career. So some added background info to Mariska Hargitay. Meanwhile, music news at 25 past the hour. Lady Gaga has a birthday this week, celebrating on Twitter with a throwback photo. The picture shows her younger before she was blonde with a caption, quote, "Here's me in 2007, right before I dyed my hair blonde and released Just Dance. Now 2018, I'm so blessed to be turning 32 with a fan base of little monsters I've watched spread a message of acceptance and kindness now for the past 10 years.
Wow.
Gaga's debut single, Just Dance, spent 3 weeks at number one back in 2009.
God, I cannot believe that that was like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Go.
And when I first heard this song, I thought that Lady Gaga was just another, like, pop singer who was going to have one hit and then kind of disappear.
Yeah,
and the fact that she's around 10 years later and who is who she is,
one
is mind-blowing.
Yeah, it really is. Britney Spears also in the musical news today. Maybe a light at the end of the tunnel for her conservatorship question. Her father, Jamie, looking to end the court-approved order. Jamie is actively consulting with Britney's medical team to determine if the conservatorship of Britney as the person should finally come to an end. Just a question of timing as she's about to begin the tour, thinking is to do it at the conclusion. She's 36 now, kicking off her Piece of Me tour in Washington. I'd forgotten about this, actually. Jennifer, you remember?
Mm-hmm.
This started, what, 2, 3, 4 years? How long ago did this start?
Gosh, it's been...
Federline?
Yeah, well, I think 5, 6 years ago.
I remember,
least,
2008.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Ten years.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So where are her children? Did she raise her children?
Yeah.
Or better line raising?
She's still got them. I think
they do
a pretty good job of taking turns. But since she started to get it together, she's had them. They've been with her in Vegas, and then he takes them, too.
Good. All right. Good luck to her. I kind of quite like her, I think.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal, will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
After the hour, as we mesmerize your head with all of the fantastic things that are in our heads, I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Kara Schillen. Victoria is dealing with a family situation, so we wish her and her family well, and we move into a couple of different areas. People in the news coming up in a moment, but first, here's a headline that I just noticed. All right, everybody ready? Jennifer, Kara? Headline reads, "Airline ships couples German Shepherd to Germany."
Oh no.
A couple that just moved to South Florida wasn't amused when the airline mistakenly shipped their German Shepherds to Germany instead of to Fort Lauderdale. "We got our luggage but no dogs," said Ramiro Daza. "That's the most pathetic mistake that can happen. When you lose your luggage, okay, but life, a pet, that's beyond comprehension."
They were doing him a favor. They were sending him to the homeland.
Right, exactly. The German Shepherd should go back to Germany. I'm sure that's what they were thinking. They went to Frankfurt, Germany. Frankfurt is only 5,830 miles from Fort Lauderdale. The couple flew from San Francisco to Washington. They caught a connecting flight to Fort Lauderdale. The dogs were put on the wrong plane. A spokesperson for United Airlines said the airline is sorry for the inconvenience and the dogs will be flown back at no charge. Isn't that swell?
Oh, well, how nice.
The airline said that the dogs would arrive in Miami next Tuesday. Would you like to know what the dateline is on this story?
Sure.
October 24th, 2004.
Oh, well,
so
old news.
Well, yeah, but I bring it to your attention because this, so we kind of forget about these things. This sort of thing has been going on with these boobs for years and years, and we treat it like it was just some, oh my God, these airlines are falling apart. They can't be managed. They're too big, yada, yada. The people that work for them are stupid. And this never happened before. Well, of course it's happened. But I'm not, by any stretch of the imagination, sticking up for United, because there's no excuse for these. There was no excuse for them then, and there's no excuse for it now. As there isn't any excuse here, I find these stories all the time, all over the place. Here's something that happened this week. The story of a family from Texas that claimed Southwest served peanuts on their flight, causing a severe reaction in their 9-year-old, despite warning the airline that the child had an allergy. And this was done in advance. Family was flying from Atlanta back to Houston when the incident occurred on Tuesday. They notified the airline of the class 6 allergy that the child Christian had. That's number 6, I guess, the most severe. And I think the only thing that makes this of interest is that I would much rather have peanuts. You get those horrible, at least American doesn't serve peanuts, they serve those horrible pretzels that are just like a lump of junk in your stomach, so why bother? The people at Southwest have said, we're going to keep handing out peanuts. If you don't want them, then you don't have to take them.
Right.
But I guess this child, I guess the question is, maybe this is a question for Dr. Ken. Can you just be around peanuts?
What? Yeah, peanut dust. If you're
really
severely allergic, just peanut dust can get you into the full shock mode. In fact,
really?
That's why a lot of classrooms are not allowing parents to bring in peanuts anymore.
But when did this start and why?
I don't know. In my class, like when I was growing up, this was never a thing. It's a thing now. And so I don't know if that's mother's diet or if it's because they're saying that if you eat peanuts when you're pregnant, I think that causes an allergy or something.
I thought it was the other way around.
Or maybe it's the other way around.
Well, I think that's what they told people, is that if you eat peanuts, like there were a few allergies that started from somewhere, then it went around that if you eat peanuts when you're pregnant, then that can cause the allergy, but then that caused more. Because the babies were not getting used to the taste when they were, I guess, in the womb. And so now people are eating peanuts again.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Yeah, it started, maybe like 15, 20 years ago?
It seems to come out of nowhere.
Around when I was a kid either, and we were allowed to have cupcakes and all kinds of desserts and everything in class. Now kids don't have, they don't even have parties anymore because there's so many foods that you're not allowed to bring in.
Here's another one of these stories. Pilot dumping 33 tons of fuel midair over the last, I think it was last weekend, to enable an emergency landing after a passenger came down with a life-threatening medical issue. China Eastern Airlines, traveling from Shanghai to New York, 60-year-old female passenger experienced serious breathing problems. In fact, couldn't breathe. They put her on some form of oxygen because all the planes have oxygen in them. But the plane landed in Beijing. It took off from Hong Kong, Shanghai and Hong Kong, but then it landed in Beijing. But because it had just taken off, they had to dump a lot of fuel. But apparently the lady was okay. But can you imagine? I guess the point here is thinking about dumping 33 tons of fuel over land. I mean, bad enough over the ocean. But where the heck did it land is a question and a half.
And a good question, by the way.
It is a good
question, maybe.
Yeah. And let's see here. The other airline story of the day comes from Air Canada, where a passenger, a man who was drunk apparently when he got on the plane and got more drunk on the plane, the airline is sending him a bill for $17,450 because they had to land the plane. They had to pay landing fees and buy extra fuel, the overtime for airline employees, plus the costs. The pilot requested American military escorts because the man was acting erratically as if he had some kind of mischief.
If you're
going
to get drunk, can't you just get drunk and go to sleep on a plane and pass out?
Apparently this guy couldn't.
Boy.
No. 170 passengers on the plane, had a land, so they sent him a bill for $17,000. How about that? People
think he'll ever pay it? I can't imagine.
Well, it depends. All right, let's see. People in the news now, 20 before the hour. Adult film star Stormy Daniels still cooking things up, Jennifer, asking a federal judge this week for permission to depose President Trump and force him to face the music. What do you suppose is the music?
I don't know. I don't know if she's going to be able to get him before a judge. Depends on the judge that that gets this case and whether or not maybe there's political motivation.
You think?
She signed the deal with Trumpster's lawyer. So why would he go before the judge? Wouldn't it be the lawyer that should go there?
I would have thought.
Yes. This is so weird. And you know what I found out? My friend Don Dix, who is the co-host with me on the afternoon show that I do in Southern California, likes to dig around a little bit, and found out that the lawyer for Stormy Daniels, Michael Avenatti, who's been all over CNN like every single day, he's on CNN more times than Anderson Cooper, I think.
This is big news, yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is it, because that's all they're covering on CNN is this story. So apparently he worked for years for Rahm Emanuel, who was the chief of staff to President Obama and mayor of Chicago. So you think there's a coincidence, maybe? A little takedown motivation?
You think so? Oh, come on, Jennifer, please.
Let me adjust my tinfoil hat.
Yeah, okay. Who else? Let's see. Guillermo Rey is in the news. You say, huh? Who's Guillermo Rey? A French waiter who worked at a Vancouver restaurant filed a complaint with the Human Rights Tribunal in British Columbia against his former employer, claiming discrimination against my culture. Restaurant accused Guillermo Rey of violating its code of conduct, said he persisted in his behavior despite verbal and written performance reviews. Guillermo defended his behavior, saying he wasn't being rude, he's just French.
That's the thing, probably.
French culture tends to be more direct and expressive. Said he owes his firing to his direct, honest, and professional personality, which he acquired while training in the hospitality industry in France. He was fired for being rude, and his defense is, I'm French. There you go. Good for him. Earth-shaking stuff. Steve Lowe.
Your new game, rude or French, here on the DJV show.
There you go. Steve Lowe. Been working for Ringling Brothers Circus, former professional clown, is running for Congress.
Oh.
In South Carolina, 5th Congressional District. Of course, the obvious line is what Washington needs is one more clown.
Hey, at least this one's a legit clown, so that's good.
His campaign website, registered under the domain clownforcongress.com.
I love it.
Check that out.
Accepting it and going
play it
for
up.
clownforcongress.com, which includes a photo of him in a clown outfit, videos of him juggling.
Oh yeah, I saw his campaign video of him juggling. He was good. Yeah, he has like 5 or 6 balls. It was no joke.
Yeah. Let's see.
He needs some more of those in Washington, right?
All right. So if you go to clownforcongress.com, you'll see his campaign slogan: Aim high, vote low. His last name is spelled L-O-U-G-H, but pronounced low.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute.
Yeah, it is. Aim high, vote low. Play on his name. One of 3 Democrats trying to face off against the incumbent there, Ralph Norman, who's a former real estate developer before he was elected to Congress. He has Ivy League chops, graduated from Dartmouth, degree in anthropology before he became a clown.
I'm sure his parents were happy, whoever paid for that college, and then he went and became a clown.
Oh, my God. That's pretty funny, actually. All right. So that's his story. Let's see here. We've got Mika Riddick of Glen Burnie, Maryland, in the people position here. Let's see what's going on with her, Kara. Wanted to help girls who might have trouble affording a glamorous gown for the prom.
Yeah.
One teen, generous gesture. This is kind of inspiring. If you go to Twitter, you can see the story. You've probably followed her. She's 19 years old.
Yeah, so I'm from Glen Burnie, so I saw this story a few weeks ago, and it's actually very cool. And I've heard things like it a few times, and there are some stores that you can donate your dresses to, but she had this really, really beautiful dress. I mean, like something that Beyonce would wear on the red carpet.
Yeah.
And she wore it once. in 2016, and then she realized, hey, I'm never going to wear this again. I don't need this dress. So if anyone in Glen Burnie or the surrounding area, it's a suburb of Baltimore, so anyone in that area, if you need a dress, if you need shoes, if you need a makeup artist, I have it. You can use it for your special night, which is amazing because it doesn't, you know, cost any money. It doesn't. It's just such a selfless thing to give it to someone else who can't afford that kind of dress. Because Doug, you've never bought a prom dress. Jen, have you bought
a prom
dress?
I've never worn one either.
They're expensive.
So expensive. And if you're living in, you know, Glen Burnie is a working class area, you might not have hundreds of dollars to spend on a prom dress. So it's really, really nice. And apparently it started a trend. And there were a whole bunch of other people on Twitter who were in the area, who were all over the country, who were like, hey, I also have prom dresses. If anyone is in my area and they need a dress and they're this size, let me know and you can borrow it, which is
very cool. That's a good thing. People should take note of that. That's a really smart idea.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm thinking, like, I still have my prom dress in my closet. I wore it for one night. I've never worn it again. It'll stay in my closet probably until I decide to donate it. So maybe at this point, yeah, I should just offer it up if anybody needs to wear it.
All right. Very cool. Contact Kara at C. Schillen.
I don't know if my dress is in style anymore. I feel like the style has changed a lot.
I could offer my prom dress, but it was full-on 90s mode.
You know what, though?
Not.
I feel like we're going back to 90s style, so you might be in luck, actually.
It was like velvet and chiffon.
I've seen some velvet in stores.
Oh, yeah, it's back.
Well, didn't Armie Hammer wear a velvet or red velvet tux at
he
the
did.
Oscars?
That was a red tux, yeah.
Right. All right, it's 47 past the hour now. When was the last time you checked yourself out online, especially now that we're so focused on Facebook and all the things that are startling people who are using Facebook, people dumping out of Facebook, but a lot of things remain on Facebook. And if you have a small business, remember earlier I was talking about the listenership and the Scarborough Report on our program and how many people owning small businesses find this program to their liking. So if you are one of the people listening who has a small business, do you keep up with what's being said about your company or you online? If you're not, you maybe ought to Google yourself, see what's there. And if you're upset about it, get to Reputation Defender, where they have a security operation called Executive Privacy. Executive Privacy from Reputation Defender. These folks are the leader in the field. The web can be safer and better using Reputation Defender's executive privacy and personal information protection. This is a way to scrub. This is a way to clean. This is a way to be comfortable with what's said about you in the various locations where there could be reviews or people can say anything on Twitter. It doesn't have to be true. But these people will find it. If it's bad, they'll fix it, especially if it's not true. Call 844-432-4886. Ensure that you and your business are safe. Make that call. 844-432-4882. Reputation Defenders, executive privacy, special packages just for you, tailored to people. And by the way, we've got a special deal for those who are listening to this program. When you call 844-432-4882, or go online to reputationdefender.com/Doug, you'll be able to take back sort of, is it control? I suppose that's what it is. Take back control of your reputation. Don't let people say things about you that are not true. Fix it. Clean it up. Executive privacy for reputationdefender.com/Doug.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
After the hour, as we continue with our series of conversations about your health and well-being, the presence now of Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is for him, studying medicine is like a religion. He spends hours every day poring through all of these various journals, the medical information that's out there, and he synthesizes a lot of it so that we can understand what's being said and how it may affect you in your personal health. And he's got a story that's worth telling. Spend a minute talking about this lady that came into your clinic. The clinic is Lake Cardiology down in Mondura, Florida. The lady came in with an unbelievable heart rate and heart pressure. She's a teacher still at the age of 72. So how the heck was she functioning even? Tell a little bit of that story.
Well, Doug is asking me to tell a story about a patient who walked into the office yesterday, a new patient, and her heart rate was 140. She was in atrial fibrillation, the top of the heart beating like a bag of worms in the bottom of the heart, actually going at 140 beats per minute. And most people would not be able to adequately pump blood and would present with a low blood pressure. She actually substitute taught earlier in the day in middle school and came in. Her top number, the systolic blood pressure, was actually 140. She knew there was something not right, but she walked in and we got her stabilized and got her admitted to the hospital and doing well.
When you do things like, when something like that happens, how do you approach it? Because you're so cool, calm, and collected. You just say, oh, well, not oh, well, but here's another case. You, as the doctor, have to be cool, calm, and collected, even if in your head you're thinking, my God, how's this woman going to make it? What am I going to do to save her life? That kind of stuff. But you can't present that picture on the surface, right?
Absolutely. Because you have to be a good cardiologist is much calmer than the patient always, because we know that stress is just bad for the heart all the time. And obviously in a situation like that, you don't want to add any more stress to the situation.
So were you able to tell whether she had a stressful life or not? Why would she have had this? This couldn't have been the first day that this happened. She must
well,
have had
Well, it's
this.
An interesting question. The best that I could figure out from the records was that this started in May of 2016. It's called paroxysmal atrial fibrillation when it's not there all the time. It comes in bursts, and we don't always know why it comes in bursts. Sometimes there can be a lot of reasons, and maybe sometime we can talk about it. It's a little beyond the short scope we have right now.
Yeah,
but
right.
There are a lot of reasons why it can come on, and then it just goes back into regular rhythm, as opposed to chronic atrial fibrillation when you're always in atrial fibrillation. And she had the paroxysmal type where it goes in and out, and that can cause stroke when it goes in and out, when you're in it all the time. But going in and out is even more riskier for making a clot in the heart and pumping it out to the brain and causing a stroke. So it definitely gets my attention, and we definitely need to get this taken care of.
Yeah. All right. Well, she's doing okay, I'm
absolutely
guessing today.
Absolutely.
You follow her. How often do you get a call in the middle of the night you have to go to the hospital?
Well, you know, it's unpredictable. Being in cardiology, it's just a very unpredictable life. You know, it's like being a fire person or something like that. You just don't know when the alarms are going to go off. And you know, I think a common denominator among cardiologists is that they're as sweet at 3 a.m. as they are at 3 p.m. or they don't go into it.
or not, either or. But, yeah, I can see you have a very even personality, no matter what time of day. Whenever I've ever talked to you over the, 15 years we've known each other, I've found you to always be very consistent, and I would think that would be good. And it's good for your heart, too. You have to take care of your heart. Are doctors like lawyers? What is it they say? Lawyers who have themselves for a client are fools.
Absolutely.
Doctors who have themselves as patients.
Absolutely. One of the things you learn in training, if you're going to do this, if you're comfortable with doing this, is you really do learn how to control your own emotions and realize that you always have to be composed, because if you don't, and I teach this to my staff, I teach this to everyone who works with me, that because the patients will pick up on us. If we're not composed, there's no hope.
Right.
So we have to stay always composed and always more relaxed than the patients.
Cool, calm, and collected.
All the time. Or you do something else.
Keep to yourself. But imagine some of the ladies talk about the patients as they wander around.
Or you go into banking or something.
Right. I can see you as a banker. No. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. The Good Day Health program and segment.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.